NASA and the Department of Veterans Affairs. They're working among a handful of agencies, beginning down the path of continuously monitoring the cybersecurity of their computer networks. The steps these and other agencies are taking follow closely the Office of Management and Budget's guidance on how this process would and should work. And Federal News Radio's Jason Miller joins us with details on how VA and NASA are planning to meet what's called continuous monitoring, these requirements to continuously monitor your system. All right, let's start with VA. They've been, of course, plagued by cybersecurity problems for the last 4 years. How are they moving towards this idea of continuous monitoring?
Well, you're right. VA has been on the hot seat around cybersecurity really since 2006. They've made a fair amount of progress, as you'll hear Roger Baker, the VA CIO, say, but there's more to be done, and that's where Jaron Doherty comes in. He's the VA's Chief Information Security Officer, or CISO. He says by September 30th, VA will have the status of every desktop on its network, no matter the operating system.
It's part of a long-term project to get visibility of every device that's on the network, which would include routers, switches, servers, the entire infrastructure. We've also tied that in with taking a look at biomedical devices, making sure that we have adequate protection of biomedical devices, and we're working with our industry partners and the Food and Drug Administration to try to make sure that there's no chance of malware getting on those machines that are adversely affect medical diagnosis.
Doherty says the goal is to make decisions using as close to real-time data as possible. Therefore, they can see where their biggest areas of vulnerability exist and tell that office or region how to fix it. Now, at the same time, VA can also talk to other parts of the agency to see how vulnerable they are to that same threat and do computer forensics to see why this hole exists. I mean, if you think about it, it's a really big difference from what agencies are doing now. Most do not do real-time status of their networks. They don't do real-time monitoring and are in some ways very reactive to cyber threats, to cyber vulnerabilities. Oh, we got to do this patch, get this patch done. And then it takes, you know, a day, a week, a month to get the patch done, and they're still facing that threat. So as you can see, there's a change that's beginning to take place.
And is that the basic definition of real-time monitoring? You want to have data as close to real-time as possible? Because I think the concept, people talk about it a lot, but I'm not sure there's a definition out there.
Right. I think that's one thing that both the Homeland Security Department and OMB are beginning to work on is how do we define what real-time means? Now, for VA, Jaron Doherty talks about every 24 hours, getting an update of all the desktops. Okay, mm-hmm. What's happening on their desktop? Are they been taken over by a botnet? Are they not? Is there a hole that they need to patch? Is a desktop missing a specific patch and they can push that patch out right away?
And isn't this part of the idea behind the Einstein system that you can tell when things are... you're having problems?
Yes, for Einstein and the fact that that's a network-wide one.
Okay.
And that's looking at agency by agency, so they won't get down to the desktop level or the printer level or even the server level. They'll look at that next level up. But this is all part of it because they can use that data and say Einstein has seen this type of signature attack or this type of problem, and then they go, okay, well, that's a desktop problem. Now I can reach out to my desktops and see, okay, you know, 32% have this same vulnerability. Let me patch it today.
Okay. Let's move over to NASA. What is NASA doing to ensure they're monitoring their networks, again, in this real-time framework?
Well, NASA CISO Jerry Davis made news a few weeks ago. I think you probably talked about it in your show. When he said in a memo that the space agency is moving to real-time monitoring and away from that the certification and accreditation that agencies have to do for their systems every 3 years. In the memo, Davis says NASA's business managers no longer have to CNA their systems every 3 years. Instead, they'll use that real-time monitoring. I caught up with Davis at the AFSEA Bethesda breakfast this morning to get an update about how that change is going.
Inside NASA, I think it's been largely very, very good responses that we have. You have some folks, individuals or groups that we didn't quite understand maybe the direction that we're going, so there's a little bit of consternation about exactly where we were going and how that impacts the way we do work today. We've largely have cleaned a lot of that conversation up by having some follow-on conversations. And where we're moving to next is really just designing and building out our concept of operations for automated continuous monitoring and how that fits into certification accreditation going forward. So we're looking to build that plan. I got a lot of smart people working on that. It's taking a lot of the information that's in my head and moving it onto paper, and the smart people that are working with me, their aspects of and how they put together the various system components and how it all works out at the end. So that concept of operations is a very key foundational document that we're building right now.
The concept of operation shows how the tools work together to produce this type of scorecard. Now, Davis says what he's doing is very similar to the State Department's efforts.
The interesting thing is that we have been working on this particular project for probably about a year and a half, because we felt that we needed to do something a little bit better to manage risk and get down to the true nuts and bolts of managing systems risk. And then State Department kind of came forward with the work they were doing. We noticed that it was very similar work. So we went to State Department and looked at what they were doing. We compared tool sets and why we're using this particular tool set, and found that very, very similar. So it told me that I wasn't crazy in what I was thinking. And so we've worked with John Strosford probably three or four times in the last 3 months or so, and we continue to work with John, because one thing what we don't want to do is reinvent the wheel. If he's done some good things in the concept of operations that we haven't thought of, we're using that in our model. So they've been helpful for us from a perspective of we don't have to reinvent the wheel in a lot of this.
Now, he mentions John Strosford, who is the Chief Information Security Officer of the State Department.
State's getting a lot of attention.
For his work, and he is really, if you will, the example that everybody uses. Alan Paller loves to use him. I think Vivek Kundra, the federal CIO, loves to use State Department and this tool, because they know the cyber security status of not just State Department's networks, but all the offices that the State Department runs, the embassies, the consulates, and they know who, and they're scored, and the higher the score, the worse off you are. So they know, okay, well, this State Department consulate in country XYZ is having a lot of cyber problems. They go tell Secretary Clinton, and she can put the iron fist down and say, fix it now or else. This is a problem. We're vulnerable. And I think NASA sees the success. I think other agencies see the success and are starting to emulate what state's doing.
And you mentioned that this almost debate that broke out sort of in the security community, cyber community, about is it FISMA? They almost pitched it like it's FISMA versus real-time monitoring. And I understand that FISMA has created almost a bad reputation because it's seen almost as a paperwork exercise rather than something that actually really secures your systems, I think.
It has been painted that by a lot of people. And in fact, I think when you talk to CISOs, when you talk to other security experts, they recognize the impact that FISMA's had. And it's a good impact. But they also recognize that, you know, it's 2003, it was when the law was passed. It's now almost 2011. Things change and the threats change, and we need... the government needs these steps to take that are different. And that's why, in fact, you'll have later on in the program Max Kakis talk about the cybersecurity bill
FISMA 2,
if you will, that's part of it. You know, Senator Lieberman Collins and Senator Carper, who are introducing this, and they call for real-time monitoring to upgrade to really improve FISMA.